This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Six past the hour, another hour of, we hope, radio excellence. We strive for excellence, and we appreciate you. We're grateful for you, our fine listeners, on What's on Your Mind, listening on five radio stations across the Northern Plains, including radio stations that predated the FCC. 98-year-old WDAY, 970 on your AM dial, 93.1 on your FM dial. 550 KFYR. 96 years old, Todd?
1925, I'll let you do the math.
Exactly.
Also on 99.7 on FM in Bismarck, Randan.
Exactly right. We welcome our FM listeners. For some reason, they never leave the FM dial, and so we're meeting them where they are, right? Exactly right. What's our FM dial in Tioga? I can't remember. 93, 99, I can't remember. I should know that. AM 1090, KTGO, and on the FM dial. Just give it a little search there, you'll find it. Also KLTC in Dickinson, and of course, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. A lot of our listeners are in South Dakota on the flag, in addition to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. Of course, you hear K-Fire everywhere, five states, two Canadian provinces, and all the other stations, of course, super serving their communities as well. And so wherever you're listening, we appreciate it very much. That's why we dug into something happening in South Dakota today, because just the principal of a government, of a school, of a teacher's union saying, no, parents, you don't know what's right for your kids. We'll tell you when sufficient progress is being made, and if it isn't, we'll decide. We'll pull them back into our school so we can get some more taxpayer money. Yeah, bad idea. I hope you'll take the time to let them know. Christy Noem knows what she's talking about, one of her priorities down there. And see, the teachers' unions don't like Christy Noem. They don't. So what are they going to do? They're getting ready to decide who to support for governor in 2 years. Give me a break. If anybody even decides to run on the Democratic ticket for governor in South Dakota, they are going to be well in for a surprise. I'll just say that, okay? Also, Paul and Grand Forks, we got your answer on the question about how many people have been prosecuted for the Fargo riots. We know this, that there are three cases. I called Drew Wrigley, the former U.S. attorney, and caught him briefly on a trip. And he said, every case before us, we're prosecuting. So, in other words, every case that met the standard of a federal law being broken, they're prosecuting. And that was three. Now, Birch Burdick's team at the Cass County State's Attorney's Office has 29 or 30, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't know how many are still in the queue or what's happening there, or if any have been tossed aside, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 30-plus, all told between federal and state charges, Paul, okay? Paul, you got your answer? Paul's off making coffee. That's okay. He heard his answer anyway there. He was still waiting on to hear it, but I hope he's got it, okay? I hope he's got it. All right. Let's get to our next guest, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. If you have a question or comment for the Majority Leader on anything making its way through the legislature or the fine representation he has for his community of Dickinson, as well as his most able leadership in the state Senate, give us a call, 701-258-0550. Or 701-271-1100. A couple local numbers for you there today. Or text me at 701-226-8503. Rich, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. It's good to be here.
Last time we talked, you were pretty excited about a compromise on the legacy bill up front because the cities, the counties, who you have made a habit and a mission to make sure that they're well cared for. Prairie Dog Bill last session was a prime example, and now a different way at finding that revenue, the earnings from the legacy fund bill. So I want to start there. How's that looking?
Well, it was all taken out over in the House. So the bonding bill, which is connected to the legacy earnings bill because we're going to use legacy earnings to pay the bonds, they are connected at the hip, and you can't talk about one without the other. But as this came over, they kind of took out some of the definite areas and kind of put it into categories. And that's okay, but there's a couple of things that I think really need to be in there, because in our information sessions that we had in Fargo and in Watford City and in Bismarck, one of the things that kept coming out loud and clear about the legacy earnings, we would like to make sure that we are spending on critical infrastructure, which would be roads, water, construction of schools, things of that nature. So I think we need to make sure that we make sure those things are in the bill when it leaves the session.
So your goal remains the same of doing everything you hope to do there. It's just how it's happening is a little different, sounds like.
That's correct. And, you know, I would just like to point out that the bonding bill has a lot of infrastructure for water, and of course, it affects the whole state. Now, there are people that will say, well, you're just catering to Fargo and Minot, but the thing is that the money in the bonding bill, it goes to western area water systems. That's in Williston, up in the northwest there. And then we've got Minot flood protection, and we got the diversion in Fargo. That's good. It's $510 million that will be given to them to take care of their projects. But what people don't understand is that now they're out of the Resources Trust Fund. They will not be taking money away from other projects. For those that don't know, 20.5% of the revenue that comes in from the extraction tax out in the oil fields goes to the Resources Trust Fund for water projects. Now other water projects have a chance to be funded. So it affects everybody in a positive way. And so that's a good thing. And we'll continue to work on tweaking things to make it better.
Yeah, there was a time that the Valley, and specifically Fargo, was an economic engine and a bit of a cash cow for the rest of North Dakota. But that day is gone. It's the other way around now. West feeds east. And if you don't have a robust oil and gas industry that pays over half of the taxes in this state, well, you don't have funding for water projects, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And you don't have a legacy fund, which is now starting to generate revenue itself to take care of some of the other needs, because it's the legacy fund. For example, we can put money into the highway trust distribution fund, and that will go out to the state. That goes to the counties. That goes to the cities, to the townships, and to transit. So everybody gets a piece of the action. See, I'm one that would say that's what we need to do. We don't need to raise or increase the fuel tax. Now, we do have a bill that's come over from the House for a 3-cent increase in the fuel tax. But I think we need to defeat that bill and make sure that we got funding in the legacy streams, the legacy earnings, to take care of this. Because as each biennium goes, there will be more and more dollars available in the legacy earnings.
Yeah, and I think this is really important. I was part of the committee that helped formulate the legacy fund. Wear that like a badge of honor, because the citizens of North Dakota thought it was a really good idea. But legacy has to mean something. It has to mean what was true to its intent, number one, and the principle is untouchable unless some catastrophic things happen. Last year didn't provide a catastrophe, I don't know what would. So it wasn't worthy of tapping it for that. So certainly I don't think anybody should even be talking about principle. But the earnings is enough, is another deal. What percentage of the earnings of the legacy bill would this project for the infrastructure pieces here represent?
Well, we're probably looking at 15 to 20%. And I just want to also point out research is also an important part of the earnings that we have to deal with. And you might say, well, is that all going to the research universities? No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about research and development, for example, with our fossil fuels. Now, the EERC, which is the Environmental and Energy Research Agency up in Grand Forks, they do a lot of research along with industry out in the oil fields, finding ways to extract more oil from the Bakken Rock. But one other area that we're very concerned about and that is doing research for our lignite coal industry. And one of the areas is what to do with the CO2. And, of course, right now, the big thing that's out there, and that is the carbon capture and sequestration of the carbon. For example, we have this project Tundra, which is over at the Milton R. Young plant and center. And what they're doing is they haven't got there yet, but they've drilled the bores down into the rock where they're going to store the carbon. But they need the carbon capture equipment on the plant. They will capture the carbon, CO2, put it down, and it will be stored in the ground, and it will not be emitted out into the air. We feel that then that makes the electricity that we are generating in North Dakota carbonless.
And that is dollars that will form quite a legacy. That's an investment
that will
pay dividends forever. As well, by the way, the investment in research at the universities as well. I know sometimes that gets poured into bricks and mortar and gets a bad name. I think everybody's gotten more wise on that, where it needs to go into the geniuses that make all these things happen and make our world better. Great point. Rich, more with you coming up after this. And your calls welcome for them too, folks. Don't go away.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lightning, the latest victim of cancel culture, can't make it up. Hey, Friday, we'll be out at the Chimney Butte Ranch, which is a beautiful part of North Dakota. It's a little bit of a deal to get there from Bismarck Mandan, but on their website, they have real easy directions from wherever you're coming from. ChimneyButteRanch.com. They're serving up lunch around 11:30. The sale's at 1. Something tells me they have a little surprise for after the sale, too. It's just one of those sales you want to be there for. And Doug Helley and his whole team, their family, they're wonderful folks. They really are. I talked to Doug last night. And they're selling 58 Gelvy and Balancer bulls at the Ranch in Mandan. How'd I do, Todd? Did I pronounce Balancer okay? Gelvy, all right? Cementon. Right, yeah. Todd is my vocabulary.
We're going to get you that farm version of Rosetta Stone for Christmas.
Exactly right. He's my phonetics expert on all things bulls. Anyway, that's at 3320.
I'm full of bull.
You are. 3320 51st Street in Mandan. The bulls are already in the pens right now, so you can come to take a look at your convenience. The sale is Friday at 1. That's their annual production sale. They haven't done it at the ranch just because they're kind of hard to get to, but I don't think that matters. I'd rather be there than some sale barn, to tell you the truth, because it's real. So I'll be out there for the lunch. Can't stay for the whole sale, but love to meet you. Come on by. Say hi. ChimneyButteRanch.com has all the details. Or call Doug, 701-220-2083. Back with Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader in North Dakota. So let's talk about a couple other things. First of all, anything that you want to talk about that really doesn't get the attention? Sometimes we tend to focus on all the, you know, sort of spats and little things and small ball compared to the big picture. I know legacy is obviously a big deal, but what else is a top priority for you, Rich?
Well, one of the things that I want to mention, and that is in the bonding bill, and it's still in there, and that is an ag development center that will be built on the campus of NDSU. Now, a lot of people say, well, there you go, another item for the East, another item for NDSU. No, this isn't for NDSU. This isn't for the East. It's for the farmers and ranchers of North Dakota. The Ag Development Center is the place where all the trade groups come. And you will have the meat lab there. You will have all of the commodity crops will be showcased there. The Northern Crops Institute will be located there, and also the North Dakota Trade Office. Currently, Harris Hall on the campus of NDSU is the place that is where they house this stuff. Harris Hall is an ancient building. It's a museum. And when we bring these trade groups from around the world to trade here, we've got number one first class product, and we don't have a good place to display it. This will be, I think, huge to agriculture, along with the unmanned aircraft systems that's going on up at Grand Forks. So I'm excited about all that because I think going forward, ag is going to have, you know, a good place in North Dakota, and they're going to be able to advance, and they're going to be able to get the price for their crops and commodities that they want. So I wanted to mention that. And then, of course, the other thing is that we're really working to keep base load in our energy distribution. Sure, we're for renewables, absolutely. We want to continue to develop them, but we want to make sure that we have base load, coal-fired, lignite, and we're doing everything we can, as we talked on the last segment, to make sure that we're taking care of the carbon in a responsible way so that we are not polluting, as some are concerned about. So
I think there's good stuff, Rich, all of it. I think there's a brilliant plan on the table to level the playing field for coal. I mean, coal has been punished because of federal policy, basically. And so North Dakota has no choice but to either, you know, sock it to us and let them close more coal plants or to level the playing field for coal to reward always on reliable, affordable energy. That makes perfect sense. Then you're bringing one up right to meet the others. So do you think that'll happen? Do you think that mechanism will work?
Well, I do, and you're spot on. You've got it figured out. That is exactly what we want to do. We want to keep the renewables.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of people that don't. You know, they think, okay, wind's bad, like this crazy thing in, you know, McLean County that put a moratorium against wind development. All you do is push it to another county or more dangerously another state and, you know, deprive landowners of that choice. To me, though, you know, wind issue is totally a landowner issue, Rich.
That's correct. And I just want everybody to know that, you know, there are parties involved that want to take over and operate Coal Creek. The negotiations are going on. But I can tell you this, that those parties are also interested in wind generation in the area to go on to the D.C. transmission line to help with the cost. So they want to work together with renewable. So I'm telling you, I think if we're all patient and don't get excited and get upset, I think North Dakota's got a great future.
Well, let's find one we may disagree on here, and that is Jeff Hoverson's bill on the masks that has passed the House and now will come to the Senate. I know this has gotten a lot of attention around the world. I think, unfortunately, we've gone through an era of COVID where there's been really dumb overreach. And so I would normally not be one that would argue against, you know, a local control issue. But it seems to me this one is a good check on unelected bureaucrats, specifically some of these state health folks. I've never voted for a state health officer. Rich, have you?
No. But, Scott, I've heard your side on this, and I respect it, and I think you have some good points. I will say that I think we need to take a look at the power of the state health officer versus putting another, taking away, I don't know, mandating a non-mandate. Personally, I'm for local control. I don't believe we should mess with businesses or cities, counties, and school districts because you have school boards, you have county commissions, you have city commissions that are going to take care of things locally. But I understand your concern, but I think we need to take a look at the state health officer and the powers that that individual has versus passing this bill. And I would just like to point out, that's my opinion. I want everybody to understand that in the Senate, every senator will vote on their own. There is no caucus situation or a caucus stance on this issue. Everybody will make up their own mind on it. So we'll see what happens.
That's refreshing. Good way to do it, for sure. Let me ask you one last question. The situation with Luke Simons is getting more and more intense, obviously being accused of some very bad things here. And I know this is a House issue, so it isn't your fight, so to speak. House members will decide Luke Simons' future, rather. But are you comfortable that the level of due process is available to House or Senate individuals accused of something?
Well, yes, I am, because they're going to use Mason's Rules of Parliamentary Procedure, and in there, it is specific. There has to be due process. There has to be a hearing and a time when the individual can speak and defend themselves, and there can be cross-examination by different people. So I guess I think there will be. I have not visited extensively with the leader over in the Senate. I just can tell you this, that I really was not privy to a lot of the information that's been coming out other than what's coming out on the news. So, therefore, I really have no comment at this time on this.
No, I think most folks are just, you know, I understand. I'm not going to ask you about the particulars of that because it is a House issue. I think most people are concerned, is there a proper due process? Because we're in a time when there's a lot of wild accusations flying around. So I think it's just good to have due process. That's great. Do you have time for one more question, Rich?
Sure.
We'll do it coming up. Don't go away.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 Equipment Auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmouth, Anamoose, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed there is no immigration crisis at the U.S. southern border. North Carolina Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn on Fox News says old politics won't cut it anymore.
For this secretary, Secretary Alejandro, to be saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault, it's the classic Democrat playbook. The only way that they can actually sound as if they have an argument is if they blame Donald J. Trump.
Rep. Cawthorn says on Inauguration Day there were more Biden supporters at the Mexico border than there were at the inauguration.
Very first time in inauguration history, there were more supporters of the president at our southern border than there were actually in attendance for the inauguration. It was a sad display.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization said Monday that it's unlikely that the coronavirus will no longer be an issue by the end of the year, and despite advances, the virus is very much in control. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons. The folks at H.A. Thompson and Sons, number one, helped the bottom line of many businesses throughout the area. In fact, you might not know this, but they have right now, under their management, over 1,000 different buildings. 1,000 different buildings throughout the Northern Plains where they maintain all the mechanical systems. Sometimes it's for manufacturing facilities. Not only heating and cooling systems, they do a lot of that, but also the actual mechanical systems like an assembly lines and whatnot. They are a comfort on watching that bottom line because they've been there, done that. HATNSons.com, great explanation of this on their website. Find out more about the link service available exclusively in this region from H.A. Thompson & Sons or call them at 701-223-3393. Always free estimates, financing available. The Little Primer is kind of a big deal now. Been there at over 100 years at H.A. Thompson & Sons. All right, going to finish our conversation with Rich Wardner, and then we'll go to Curtis Olveson here and talk about Senate Bill 2271. Questions or comments, welcome for Rich at 800-228-0550. I lied, I have two questions for you. One is the question of emergency powers and what some in the legislature would call a check on, in this case, Governor Burgum's emergency powers related to COVID. Obviously, the governor's office is pushing back on those because they say, wait a minute here. I actually talked to a top healthcare executive the other day that said, Governor Burgum didn't use those in any other way that we'd envision any governor using them, honestly. So we think it's a little dangerous sort of undoing those at this point. I know those have been tracking, and I understand why, honestly, because, again, unelected health bureaucrats have a lot of influence over the decisions of elected folks. So I get the frustration. Where do you think this will end, Rich?
Well, I think that the governor will still be able to do executive orders. However, they would be limited. And both bills, the one that's in the Senate and the one that's in the House that were passed in the opposite House, put a time limit of about 30 days to 60 days in which the executive order can exist before the legislature weighs in and decides whether it would be extended or not. But that's kind of a quick summary of the two bills. They are different. One is a little more inclusive than the other one, but it's about limiting the time that the governor can have his executive order.
And then the other one I want to ask you about is Senate Bill 2271. We're going to talk to Curt Olveson here in a moment about it. He called in on Friday, a former member of the legislature, obviously, that has been advocating for it. I think it's a horrible idea, and I see a huge number of your members voted for this. I think it only had 3 no votes. Essentially what it does is make the Electoral College secret. Why would we ever want to do that in North Dakota?
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe we don't know all the facts. Curt will be able to give you everything on it, but here's the way what we're thinking about. We're really concerned about major population centers because they all want to go to a popular vote. And they want to know the vote totals in every state. And what this would do is you would only give the percentages. And it doesn't kick in until there'd be 270 electoral votes that would have been converted to popular votes. So we're trying to put a road bump to keep us with the electoral college versus going to the popular vote. Now, what will happen is there will be a good hearing over in the House, and if we made a mistake, or, and by the way, this happens all the time, that we have to sometimes take another look at something to make sure it's right. But I want you to know the real purpose is to keep us with the electoral college and not go to the popular vote.
Yeah, no, I didn't see anything in the bill about popular vote. It only talks about making the electoral vote secret, which, you know, if it's about popular vote, make it about popular vote. It's about something completely different. So I'm glad to hear you say there'll be a check on this in the House and you're waiting for more facts. I think I have something on my Facebook page. I read it. It was fascinating. It was from a proponent. No, wait a minute. I think he's an opponent of national popular vote, and he's saying this won't help at all. This won't help. This does nothing. So I'm not sure it's doing what it was intended, but we'll ask Kurt about that and stay in touch on that one, Rich. Thanks for the time today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Let me get George in here a moment, and then we're going to get to Curtis Olson. George, we've been waiting a while. A bunch of texts to get into, and we shall try and get to everybody before the end of the program. George, what's on your mind?
Thanks for having me. I'm from Orange County, New York, home of West Point, the National Purple Heart Museum, and the Cantonment, where the Revolutionary War troops stayed until the end of the Revolutionary War. So not all everything is bad in New York State.
Well, and no kidding. I want to tell you, George, I did not know that. What community are they in?
They're in Orange County. There's several different towns. We have George Washington's headquarters was here. He made his famous speech here where he took off his glasses and said, I've grown old in the service of my country and stuff. So, you know, in the military, West Point, Army, Navy game, all that other stuff. So, anyway, I wanted to thank all your listeners who voted for Cramer, because if they hadn't done that, the Senate would now be 51-49. So that saves us a whole lot.
Holy buckets, I never even thought of that. And, you know, it wasn't close. He won by double digits against Heidi Heitkamp, the Democratic senator, in what was certainly an epic race. Everybody thought she was the gold standard, Democrat and unbeatable. And he turned her into an ABC commentator now. So I hadn't thought of that, but very good point. North Dakota saved the day there, didn't they?
Yeah. And I wanted to put in a word for my governor. That word is idiot. And the only reason they're trying to get rid of him is so they can put a socialist communist in. And referencing the caller yesterday that was so hated Trump so much, he's somebody who supports Biden, who can't even pronounce Sheila Jackson's Lee name. He supported Obama, who politicized and weaponized all the different departments in the government, and his famous, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And then you have Hillary and Bill Clinton. You know, who can be more corrupt than they are? So, I mean, it just really gets me when I listen to people talk about how corrupt.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. How corrupt? Who is Donald Trump?
How corrupt, you know, the politicians they are. And they're making money off of our money, whereas even if Trump was corrupt, he was making money off of other people. He wasn't stealing taxpayer money and using taxpayers to finance their lifestyle and multiple houses.
But George, I would say you're being a little bit unfair of Joe Biden. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, he's what's not to love in this? I don't know what you mean.
Sheryl
Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli. Excuse me, Pinnell. And what am I doing here?
Sad.
That's fine, isn't it? I didn't notice anything. There's nothing
to see
here. Same thing they've been saying during the whole campaign. There's nothing to see here. Everything's fine. It's actually sad and tragic, and a human tragedy that is of epic proportions, and I can't believe the guy doesn't have brother. I realize Hunter hasn't made the best decisions in the past, so we can't expect him to pick things up this time, but I don't know. It's kind of sad. George, one last question before I go to our guest here.
Yes.
Is Orange County, New York, the same kind of, you know, boarded up restaurants, nowhere to eat, nothing to do, people not outside as New York City? Are you guys a little more clear thinking there in Orange County?
Upstate is a little better than New York City, but everyone is moving out. You know, as many people that can move out are moving out. All my friends, people I know, they've all sold. They're selling upstate. People are selling their houses. The people who are moving out of New York City, basically. And so that's what happened. It's just like a friend of mine had an alarm system put in locally, and one of the people installing it just got fired from alarm installations in New York City. And he said, all the people that used to have, you know, these expensive high apartments in the high rises and had, you know, really expensive alarm systems, they all moved out. So all the buildings are half empty. So
interesting,
I'm not sure
George.
New York City's ever going to come back.
Yeah, that's really, really sad. I talked to a guy that was like doing every other week or something, 1 week a month in Florida, then back to New York City, and down in Florida this weekend. And I said, what do you think of that governor? He's an idiot. I said, what do you think of the mayor? He's an idiot. He's ruined New York City. I said, well, why did they elect, you know, Bloomberg, de Blasio? He said 16% of the people in New York City vote. 16% of the people vote. I can't even believe that. Talk about giving up on the republic. You got to vote or you get what you got. George, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Well said. And maybe we'll plan a trip up there soon. Those museums sound fantastic. All right, let me get to our next guest, Kurt Olson. Kurt called Friday. We didn't have time to get into it, so I wanted to spend a little time today letting him explain why Senate Bill 2271 is a good idea. Kurt, thanks for taking the time. How do I introduce you? I know you're a former legislator, but obviously you have some role in convincing your former colleagues about this legislation. Are you a lobbyist? Are you who are you advocating for, Kurt?
Well, thank you for having me on, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity. And yes, I do have an official capacity. I am the National Legislative Liaison for the group Protect Your Vote USA, and we are a group that is working in opposition to the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact effort. And I should add that I work as a volunteer in this position. I receive no compensation whatsoever for the work I do on behalf of the organization.
And, well, we all want to be on the Protect Your Vote team, that's for sure. And I certainly am. There's no doubt about that. The question, I think, is whether or not a national popular vote is the right way to go or not. I'm happy to talk about that. But I'm more interested in why we think it's a good idea to make our electoral vote college process secret. Why would we, after the nightmare of 2020, think it's a good idea to have our vote be secret on the electoral college, Kurt?
Well, I understand you've expressed that concern many times, and I'd be happy to help you with that concern. Senate Bill 2271 prohibits the Secretary of State from releasing the tally of votes, but it certainly does not prohibit the release of the percentages of votes. So, for example, the Secretary of State could say, candidate A in the presidential election got 52% of the vote. Candidate B got 48% of the vote. And so candidate A is the winner of the presidential election in North Dakota. No one would be left wondering who actually won the presidential election in North Dakota. And beyond that, it also gives us the information as to which electors should be sent to the Electoral College and how they should vote. So there's nothing secretive about it. It's just withholding the tally until after the Electoral College has met, but the Electoral College would still be able to do their business in full transparency.
So there's nothing secret about it except the numbers of people that voted, which is remaining secret. So I guess that's why you can call it a secret vote. I'm curious, though, why? Why is this necessary? I don't see anything. Rich Warner mentioned the major population centers vote totals would be a concern. What does A have to do with B? Why are we getting too cute by half here or what? I want to know that when we come back, Kurt. Stay tuned. Last chance to get your calls or comments in, too, when we continue. Texter likes the idea of emergency powers being limited. We'll share that, too, after this.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, for great people, deserve great advice.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. We receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. I know it's going to be nice and warm this week, but next week there's a possibility of some white flakes coming down. The winter clearance sale is going on. 4x4s, all-wheel drive SUVs, drastically reduced. Acadias, Enclaves, Terrains, Yukon, Sierra 1500s. A 2017 Chevy Traverse LT is just $22,800 or $322 a month. And nobody pays more for clean local trades in your used car superstore. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Couple minutes left with a representative of the organization known as Protect Your Vote USA, Kurt Olofsson. And Kurt is an opponent to the national popular vote. I was at one time. I actually think this is a good idea, but it's just a separate debate. The reason I think it's a good idea, just quickly, and Kurt, you can tell me where I'm wrong, is that I look at a map of every vote. The last, I don't know, going back to George W. Bush in 2000, I guess, and I see a sea of red. And in many of those states, the red vote is completely wasted. Folks don't even turn out to vote because their vote doesn't count. And I believe there's more red than there is blue in the United States of America in sheer numbers. I just used a stat from New York City. 16% of New York City votes. So imagine if we can get red voters in New York City to vote and it counted as much as ours does, we would transform the election. We would have a lot more Republicans in office than Democrats. It's sort of a separate debate, but you want to quickly tell me whether I'm right or wrong on that?
Well, Scott, I think the next thing we should do here for your listeners is to describe exactly what the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact is. And it is an attempt to circumvent and subvert the Constitution by using the Interstate Compact process. And so then to tie it, what 2271 does to that, you need to understand that in the compact itself, which they, the backers themselves designed, it requires that they have a tally of the number of votes for each presidential slate in each state of the United States and in D.C., and they add those votes together to determine the winner of the national popular vote. So what 2271 does is withhold that tally, not the percentages. The percentages are still put out there, but it withholds that tally so that they don't have a tally to determine the winner of the national popular vote. Now, I'd also like to mention that Secretary of State Al Jager, who I worked with extensively during my 6 years in the Senate, and his assistant, Jim Silrum, were in the Senate committee hearing, and they voiced no opposition to this legislation. Ray Holmberg was an elector to the Electoral College, and he voiced no opposition in the Senate.
Well, no, you're right there, Kurt. A lot of people have it. I mean, the thing passed 42-3. I'm just trying to figure out why. And, to me, you're talking about two different things. You're trying to tie this to national popular vote. I get it. That's fine. But there's nothing in this legislation, Senate Bill 2271, that says anything about national popular vote. It makes the electoral process murky in North Dakota. That's a bad idea. Not to mention, let me share with you something that I don't have in front of me. I'll send you the article. And the article simply states this, that the idea that this Senate Bill 2271 mechanism used in other states would stop national popular vote is completely wrong. So it doesn't even do what it's intended to do. I just don't know why we're being secret about it. I hope the House says, let's study this. Make it go away. This is just a bad idea. It really is. I empathize with the fact you are a opponent of national popular vote, and we can agree or disagree on that. It doesn't really matter. This is about a shaky way to run an electoral college process. And I know you think it's for a greater good, Kurt. God bless you for it. But we start saying, well, we're going to do this because it'll help that. And all of a sudden, we're like them. You follow what I'm saying?
No, I don't. But I want to get in three quick points here. You talked about how this would be good for conservative Republicans, but I'm going to point out there isn't a single red state that has passed this in 15 years of efforts by the backers of the national popular vote. Not one.
Can we not talk about national popular vote? Can we talk about Senate Bill 2271? Because sure. I think we're talking about apples and oranges.
No, we aren't. Senate Bill 2271 is intended to thwart the national popular vote.
Can you find that in the language for me? Can you find that in the language of 2271? You wrote it, obviously. Where is that?
The language is that it prohibits the release of the tally, which the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact needs by the language of their own compact.
I found this, by the way. Here's Derek Mueller, professor of law, University of Iowa College of Law. Elections law expert, national popular vote critic, and founder of Excess of Democracy blog, okay? Quote, I think efforts like this would backfire. My interpretation of the compact, and someone may think I have it wrong, requires compacting states to add up the official statement of the number of popular votes in each state by the safe harbor deadline. This is complicated because the date by which states certify the results, which compel Congress to accept those votes, is the deadline he's talking about. But anyway, in this scenario, I think North Dakota's totals would simply be zero under the compact. It wouldn't thwart the compact from operating. It would strip the state of any influence among compacting states. So I think this is well-intentioned on your part, but it needs to start from scratch, Curtis. I'll give you the last word here, quickly.
Okay, thank you for the last word. Two quick points. The passage of 2271 will not affect any other election contest reporting in the state. It only applies to presidential elections. And finally, 2271, by the language of the bill, would not go into effect unless and until the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact reaches 270 electoral college votes within the compact. If the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact never...
He's talking about National Popular Vote again. I'm sorry, I got to go, Kurt. Well, I'd love to debate National Popular Vote with you anytime. Let's set that up and do that. We're talking about something that was defeated in the South Dakota Senate by a 32-1 vote last year. Unanimously rejected in New Hampshire. I think they know a little thing about elections there. Senate Bill 2271, bad idea, folks. Bad idea. Hey, have some lunch at PetroServe USA. Be safe. See you tomorrow. God loves you, and so do we. Bye-bye.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.